nice skin, so gorgeous. We thank the life gorgeous.
Thank the life gorgeous. I love the life gorgeous. It's also so tight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Life Gorgeous. My name is Craig Kilborn. And this is where I share my magical life in hopes of improving your life. The Minnesota Timberwolves will beat the Phoenix Suns in the first round series. That's Craigers being a bit of a provocateur. But I actually think they will. Could be wrong. Very comfortable being wrong. But I just thought it was a better title than just giving a preview of the series. This is a solo pod. Couple questions. First one is obviously, Craig, please give us your thoughts on the Timberwolves facing the Phoenix Suns in the first round. I'm scared, Craig, and I'm panicking. A lot of you are. A lot of you are. Before I tell you why I think they will beat the Suns, I'm going to give you an overview of the Timberwolves, a big picture. I wanted them to finish in the top four in the West in the regular season. And in fact, we did. Yes, I say we on occasion. Very pleased with the regular season. Very pleased with Chris Finch and the coaching staff. I think Finchie did an amazing job. The highlight was when he said after the Charlotte game at home, that was a disgusting performance. So, here's a couple thoughts about the big picture. The goal is to win a championship. I've said, along with others, that we need a third scorer, which we don't have. So in the offseason, we still have to improve our team. We need to add a third scorer to take pressure off Ant and Cat. There is that possibility. A lot of you are down on Karl Anthony Towns. I'm a Karl Anthony Towns fan. There is a chance that we could use him in a trade to acquire a third scorer. Then we'd need another scorer. We'd have two. But it depends on who we get and how many players we get in the trade. I'm not saying we should trade Karl Anthony Towns. I'm saying for the last few years, I'll listen, tell me who we're getting. But I'm a Cat fan, and I'll talk a little bit about him more in a bit. We need a third scorer. I'm sometimes surprised that we win as much as we do. For example, Phoenix has four pure shooters in their starting lineup. We have one, Karl Anthony Towns. So part of the big picture as we try to build a championship team is to add a third scorer in the offseason if possible. Obviously, the Rudy Gobert trade has worked out. How many more years will Rudy and Mike Conley play at a high level? And the entire franchise right now is built around Anthony Edwards, who's a young man of 22, not sure when he turns 23. And I believe we will go as far as Anthony Edwards takes us, kind of like Dwayne Wade with the Miami Heat when they beat Dallas. And I remember after that series, someone said, the two superstars, Dwayne Wade, outplayed Dirk Nowitzki. So Ant, in my opinion, all the pressure is on him, including in this Phoenix Suns series. Anthony Edwards needs to improve what I call his floor game, which is his decision-making. They're double-teaming him. They're trapping him. They're sagging. He had his worst game ever last year in the play-in game at the Lakers where they didn't let him do anything. So what do? Well, you pass the ball, you get it back, you go quick, all sorts of things. You let Mike Conley handle the ball more. So the whole goal is if we're going to win a championship, it's up to Anthony Edwards to continue to improve. And he has to improve his outside shooting. I mean, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, they were not all great outside shooters. Ant has shown flashes of being able to hit the mid-range, to hit the three. He's also gone 0 for 22 on threes. So he has to work on his shooting and his floor game. Another big picture thing is I really loathe turnovers more than most people. To the point, and this is going to disappoint some of you guys, I'm recording this Monday after the Timberwolves lost at home to Phoenix in game 82 at home. Now don't get mad, but I turn the game off after the first quarter and follow it on my phone. I go for a walk because I can't watch Jaden McDaniels dribble out of bounds. I can't watch these things. I've watched too much basketball. I can't do it. And I loathe turnovers. I like my favorite stats are field goal percentage and low turnovers. The max you should have is 12 a game. Okay. They had 20 in the first half or 20. It was just ridiculous. 19. It was just awful. And that's because Jaden McDaniels and Naz Reid are not great passers. They don't have a feel for the game all the time. Now everyone's like, Naz can dribble. He sure can. In and out dribble. He can handle the ball. Doesn't mean he's a good passer. These guys are loose with the ball. Let Conley handle the ball more. Cat, of course, needs to improve his floor game. He's a polarizing player. He's not, you know, he's rusty right now. In my opinion, in the Phoenix series, he will be hot and cold. And that's why we have Naz Reid. Even when he's not rusty, where he didn't miss a bunch of games, he'll commit the offensive fouls. But I'm going to tell you a detail here about Karl-Anthony Towns, which is just as gifted as he is, and I'm a Karl-Anthony Towns fan. He does not do pull-up jump shots. So when you watch Brandon Ingram of New Orleans or Kevin Durant, they'll get the ball at the top of the key and they'll go three dribbles hard right, pull up, hit a jumper in your face. Cat doesn't do that. He'll either drive all the way to the rim or just spot up shoot from the top of the key. Jokic will back people down and shoot a 12-footer. So that's a problem that's why the offense will get clunky. It's a skill that he doesn't have where he takes three dribbles to the right or to the left and does a pull-up jumper. That's not his game. That's all Kevin Durant does. So I'm giving you some of the flaws we have to overcome. The other thing is you have to have guys like Naw and Jaden McDaniels hit their shots. Again, I'm sometimes surprised that we win so many games when we don't have these type of shooters and scorers. But we have great defense. Let me finish up with the big picture. We're a top four team in the West. There's a lot of parity in the NBA. We're close to a championship. There's even a chance, look at my face, if we get hot, if we figure out the Suns and get past them, there's a chance we could get to the finals. I'm serious. Now, there's a problem with Denver. See, Jokic will make the plays at the end of the game. He's pretty special. And a lot of times people will talk about execution. Well, when you throw the ball to Jokic at the top of the key, they're probably going to get a good shot. Either him or he'll pass it to a teammate. Now, sometimes we will, in fact, execute. Then you got to make shots. Jamal Murray can make shots. So I'm pleased with where we're at, but I know that as a team, we have to improve. Don't yell at me for going big picture and thinking ahead to how we can improve in the offseason. That's how my mind works. But we're going to try to go as far as we can in this year's playoffs. Now, here's the elephant in the room, and this is where a lot of you will get upset with me because of my suffocating inner peace. It's Gandhi-like. That's the way it is. If we lose in the first round, the sky has not fallen. We are still a top four team in the West. Well, we just lost to Phoenix. Well, I like our future more than Phoenix, but that's me. We have some flaws, but here's where I don't participate in the misery of not just Minnesota sports, but sports in general. Oh, the Clippers are cursed. Well, they had a bad owner, that's for sure. But when you say they're cursed, these are descriptions and labels that people do, sports media, fans, to help themselves rationalize and feel better and wallow in their misery. Kreger's doesn't wallow in sports misery. I have a magical life. I'm a Vikings fan. They may never win a Super Bowl in my lifetime. I still have a magical life. I root for them. When they break my heart, I'm not fully in. I disassociate. Are you a fair weather fan? No. Check out the nuances, people. I disassociate a little bit. I'm not fair weather. That's my team. Wolves are my team. But you guys wallow in misery, and I don't participate. And that's part of the life gorgeous. And it's standoffish, and it bothers people. And it's on you. We're one of the top teams in the West, and the Vikings probably will win a Super Bowl in my lifetime. So if the Wolves lose in the first round, the sports media will do all this stuff, and I will just laugh at them because we're still a good team and we just have to make adjustments in the offseason. But that's what makes people feel good, and that's entertaining. Let me tell you something. This is a fun one. Provocateur. Do you guys know that documentary filmmaker Michael Moore? So he's a provocateur. He's probably a self-loathing white guy. He has a lot of issues. That's fine. I don't hate him. I have liberal friends who hate him. Okay? They don't like him. They think he's undisciplined. He wrote a book a few years ago, and it was about the questionable leadership we have in government, which is true. You know, we have some people that aren't great. And the name of the book was Stupid White Men. Now, I could name the book Flawed Leadership. Well, that's too level-headed, Craig. That's not going to sell as many books. Stupid White Men. So if the Wolves lose in the first round, I'm disappointed. Phoenix seems to have our number, but I'm not panicked because I already know we still have a shot at the championship in the next few years, the way Rudy's playing and Anthony Edwards. So I don't participate in that stuff. That bothers people. You do your thing. I will be flying in for games 1 and 2 in Minnesota. I will be courtside where I absolutely belong. And I believe the Timberwolves are going to beat the Phoenix Suns, and this is why. Now, I'm saying this playing a little bit of the game because I know that the Suns are very good and we've gotten spanked by them all 3 times this year. Why will we beat them, Kreggers? We're a better defensive team. We have home court advantage, and we will make the adjustments. Finchie will make the adjustments. The players will make the adjustments. That's what I'm hoping. Ant has to improve and learn about these defenses. He's got to figure it out. Go quick, as coach says, when you get the ball before the double team, move it, get the ball back. I've seen him do it. They'll make adjustments. Frank Vogel is a very good coach. He won a championship in the bubble with the Lakers. Finchie is a good coach. He'll make the adjustments. Ultimately, though, in my opinion, it's up to the players. Finchie doesn't turn the ball over. The players do. You're in the NBA. Figure it out. Don't be loose with the ball. It drives me up the wall. Another detail, I still think, and this probably won't happen, I really was excited when they got Monte Morris, but he has said it's been a tough adjustment. It would have been easier if he was in training camp. He's not been that aggressive. He can shoot. He doesn't turn it over. He's a good defensive player. I still think he could really contribute in the playoffs. Jordan McLaughlin's playing well. I don't know how it's going to work out. There's a lot of pressure on the coaching staff and the players, but it's going to be a war. And I'm going to take the Wolves. And if they lose in the first round, I still know that we are a top team because, again, this is it's a thing that makes me laugh when people freak out. I just think they don't understand, but that's okay. See if I have anything else on the Wolves. Craigers, where are you going to eat when you're in town? I'm not going to tell you the restaurants. I'll tell you afterwards. You know some of my favorites, both in St. Paul and Minneapolis. It'll be a good time. It's exciting. Wolves have a lot of time to prepare. Defense wins championships. I don't know. Craigers, we're switching gears now. We're exhaling. Oh, by the way, Wolves in six. Kilby, do you really enjoy camping? I saw your Instagram, and I saw you went camping. Well, I'm a giver. Check out my iconic Instagram. I was in a Eurovan. It is my significant other, Princess Cherry's Eurovan. She likes camping, therefore I go, and I make it fun, and I make it enjoyable. One of the things I did was I brought food that I could look forward to. And I didn't have it wasn't a lot of high maintenance cooking. I had some gluten-free sourdough bread. I had smoked ham slices that were fresh, cheddar cheese, slices of cheddar cheese, and pepper jack. And then the key to the whole thing, lemon dill aioli. A nice spread I put on that sourdough. I did toast the sourdough. We have that in the Eurovan. I stay in a vintage Eurovan. I can sleep in there. We stayed at a nature preserve where they have a beautiful men's room. I don't know if it's beautiful, but it was fine. And we went hiking, and you kind of decompress from all the pressures in my life. And you sleep. You get up, we make coffee, we go for a hike, and then we were out in the Palm Springs desert area. So then we would occasionally drive in. I would change into a blazer and then go to a fine restaurant and enjoy a martini, a chilled martini. The juxtaposition of sleeping in a Eurovan, my beautiful 6'5 frame, then showering, I have access to showers. We don't need to get in the details. Putting on some cologne, some musk, and then going and have a martini. It's called living. It's called the life gorgeous. So I have fun camping because Princess Cherry enjoys it, and I like giving. I like giving. Lot to unpack. Timberwolves, we're going to win the series against the Suns. If we don't, it's not, the sky hasn't fallen. We're still a very good team. You know, I want to tell you something. The only team in the West that besides Phoenix, which is a bad matchup, it's hard to win against Denver because of Jokic, the best player in the game. I actually am comfortable against OKC. Yeah. So we're there and we're going to keep improving. And Ant is going to keep improving. You can look at the stats of when Michael Jordan won his championship. It took him 7 years or 8 years. But we just have to keep improving. And again, I know I can't change people's perspective on life, on bitterness. And it bothers people. And they'll say that you're not telling the truth. And that's fine. But God, we're different. People are different. Some people are happier than others. Science has proven that. Some people are simply born happy. And that's the whole point of the life gorgeous. I'm going to try to do a podcast next Monday from Minnesota on my iPhone about game one of the Wolves and the Suns. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to go. I'll see you next time. And remember, young people, I'm proud of you.
Thank the life gorgeous. I love the life gorgeous.
torso is so tight.